Hey, all, welcome to Out Last Podcast. I am Frank, and I'm here with my mom, Shirley.
Hi there.
Today, we're talking Survivor Season 46, Episode 9, Spicy Jeff. And Jeff was spicy in this one, that's for sure.
Oh, yes, he was.
What'd you think of this episode?
Well, I liked it until the end.
Yeah, fair.
I lost my guy, Hunter, man. He's been so freaking awesome. And yeah, I knew they had to get him out. He's great in challenges, but hated to see him go.
And he's just too trustworthy.
Yeah.
He should have played that idol.
God. Oh, I was so mad when he didn't play.
He's too nice. He was too used to having a friend like, you know, Tevin out there.
Yeah.
You know, we're beyond that. You got a Kenzie and Tiffany. They're not going to allow something like that to happen.
But you know, Maria, even at Tribal, I mean, like, he was talking to everybody, like, still Q, right? Still Q. Yeah. I mean, like, so unsure
he was
about that, mm-hmm. that you think he would have just played it.
Yeah, but I think he was so unsure and he wasn't sure what to do because he's never been in that situation as much, especially since a lot of times he's got the idol around his neck. True. He's got immunity around his neck. So he doesn't have to worry about that. But also, he's still relatively new to Tribal.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Damn, that was terrible.
Tiffany and Kenzie and Charlie, to a degree, I'm noticing Charlie's getting better and better. Maria, for sure, I think that's probably why Charlie's getting better. They'll lie to your face because they know you're going to go home, and that's the game. So he's going to be in the jury now, and that's just how it is. All right, let's go ahead and get started. After everyone returns from Tribal, they were all so confused from Q's moves, and it's clear at this point Q's kind of enemy number one.
Yeah, absolutely.
Nobody wants him around.
As he should be.
Even his allies are mad at him. Tiffany and Kenzie, they're done with him.
Yeah.
Tiffany talks with Q about telling others about her idol. She is furious.
Oh, yeah.
It was only revealed after Charlie revealed it. It's because Q's saying like, oh, I was going to tell you that I told you, know, and no. Tiffany was your target. Like, that's one thing that he never mentioned. Nobody mentioned that. Like, Tiffany was the first target. That wasn't going through. So then you told Hunter, hey, we have to vote for Tevin because we'll be on the wrong side of that vote if we don't.
Right. Yep.
So, yeah. Once Tiffany finds that part out, Q's definitely out to dry.
Yeah, that's good.
Liz hates that she made a big move to kick out Tevin, but nobody's talking about it. Everybody's talking about Q's there. And that's a great point.
Yeah, because, you know, she was so determined to make a move. Mm-hmm. And then, now it's overshadowed by this whole thing with Q, and I don't blame her. That's disappointing.
She really does seem like legitimately heartbroken over it.
Yeah.
Because it was hard for her to do that. And she's talking about how like she wants to show everybody at home that she's able to do this. And it's important that she knows that the people at home saw it too.
Right.
Like, it's definitely something that, you know, but it is being overshadowed, unfortunately. Yeah. So absolutely, Q is going to be her target as well.
Oh yeah.
The next day, Ben's talking about how Q is a coward for doing that, for changing other people's game plans. And voting him out now is not even a resume builder because nobody likes Q now, like we were talking about beforehand.
Right.
So he's safe. He's useless now all of a sudden. Here he was the guy who thought he was in charge.
Right.
And even Q now is starting to realize, like, I need to work on getting stuff back.
Yeah. Yeah, he's for sure.
Venus is so proud because of what she done and she got Tevin out and all that stuff like that. And she's kind of looking at Q and Hunter like, what are you guys doing? You guys are on the outs. I thought it was an interesting move just as a player in general to go up to them kind of being like, what are you guys doing? You guys are dumb almost, right?
Yeah.
It was very odd. I didn't understand what the purpose was.
It really was. I didn't get that either.
You're not going to pull them in. So then why go talk to them about the moves and then badmouth? I mean, you were literally talking smack about them.
Right.
And I don't think Venus understands that she's so far on the outs that she's not a threat as well. Like, her and Q really should be teaming up.
Yeah.
Because they're both so far on the outs that nobody likes them.
Right, yeah.
And I'm hoping, now when she's watching this, I don't think so because social media is not that way, but I'm hoping she realizes that. And as maybe if she has another shot at the show, the Dragon Slayer thing will kick in.
Yeah.
And she'll play a little bit better game.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Right, yeah. She's playing a lousy game, I think.
Yeah. Hunter is scrambling a little bit because he lost all his trusted people. That's Q because he's went off the deep end. Liz because she got out Tevin. And of course, Tevin himself.
Yeah.
He has the idol and he believes that that's his safety net.
Yeah. Well,
but you got to use it.
It would have been. Yep.
The tribes then learned that in the next challenge, there's going to be put in three teams of three. They right away start dividing up. And it was very nonchalant dividing up, which Jeff will talk about later on. But Venus, Liz, and Q are the kind of the leftovers. And they end up getting teamed up together.
Yeah.
Which nobody... Neither of them are happy about that. And you'd think with Q being a pretty buff dude, like that would be a good move. But no, they're not with that.
Yeah. Nobody's on team Q anymore.
Yeah. Now that Q is not in Hunter's team, he sees this as an opportunity to get Hunter out.
Yeah.
And so he starts telling other people that Hunter would win the jury and immunity, saying that he has immunity, but also if he gets the end, he can win the jury. he claims that he is on a rampage now, and he's not tied to any of his old alliances and stuff like that. And Q's not tied to his new alliances. Like, everybody's so scattered. The whole six thing's done.
Right.
So you have to really worry about the good players at this point. You have to worry about the end. Q asks Charlie and Maria to take a dive so that Hunter can be voted out. And Charlie is so not on board with that.
Oh, yeah. I was glad because, that's messed up to throw a challenge.
And I think this further ousts Q to Charlie and Maria, because Charlie's kind of just a super fan. And I think he sees somebody else doing that and like, then you're not a fan of this.
Right. Exactly.
So, and Maria also thinks like, this is also a good time to blindside somebody. Yeah. Tiffany in particular.
Right.
Because so many people either want Q or Hunter out right now. Mm-hmm. This is when you throw a wrench in everything.
Right. Because she knows that, the way that it's going, Tiff wouldn't be playing her idol, just thinking that she's that safe.
But at that point, we head off into challenge.
Yeah. So as we get into challenge, our three teams are Tiff, Kenzie, Ben, Hunter, Charlie, Maria, Q, Venus, and Liz. So what they have to cross a hinged balance beam.
Yeah.
And grab a pair of handles, use the handles to transport a buoy while crossing a second balance beam, dig up three rope rungs. The first team that finishes moves on to the second round. With the second round, they have to use the rope rungs to build a rope bridge. Once everyone's across the bridge, each player has to land one ball on a small ring.
Yeah. So there's three tiers of this thing, and each tier you're losing one team. At the final one, you're shifting the final team into three players.
Into an endurance, So, okay, so at that point, after the small rings and they're done with that, then they go on to the third round. So the third round is an endurance round with just the three that are left out of the winning team.
Right.
And what they have to do is balance with their feet on a narrow perch and hands behind their head holding on a handle. If the hands come off the handle or the foot comes off the perch, they're out.
Or if their shoulders lean forward or if they kneel down. I thought that was kind of odd that they couldn't like basically struggle up there. Like, let them do that. The endurance will still win out.
Yeah.
But they can't like move much. They can only move the head essentially.
Yeah. And then it was kind of funny when Jeff makes a prediction that Q, Liz, and Venus will be out first. I thought that was so funny. And then Venus is like, thanks for the vote of confidence. And then he says, prove me wrong, you know?
Yeah. And they did, but honestly, those three are the ones I'd vote for as well.
Yeah, for sure. They were talking about that on Fire, how, Jeff usually wouldn't do that, you know? And he's like, well, it's fun playing with them and being out there with them, and I like being part of the game, you know?
We've seen that this season more than I think we've seen in past seasons, at least. Remember when he was talking about, I can't remember, I think it was Tim, that told him, I don't remember the saying anymore, but it was something along the lines of how much time is left. And they're joking around about that.
Oh, yeah.
I forget what it was. Gosh dang it. But
what was it?
Yeah. We're not cool enough to know these sayings. But you know what I'm saying? Like, Jeff was having that back and forth, and we hadn't really seen Jeff have that back and forth really before. So here's another example of where he's joking around.
I think it was just what's up. And I think he was wanting to know the time.
Yeah. That's funny. Yeah. So
Q says, well, what's up means he wants to know the time. It was very cute. Yeah. Okay. So as we get going, we've got Maria, Venus, and Kenzie are the ones starting first. Maria moving quickly. Kenzie keeps dropping her buoy.
Mm-hmm.
She's really struggling with that. Then we've got Charlie and Liz. Charlie is moving really quickly. Liz is struggling with the buoy that they're holding. The same thing that Kenzie was struggling
with. Yeah, they couldn't do any trickery with it, too. They had to put it in the two holes and just hold it that way. They were pretty strict on how they
could
win
this. And
that would
be hard. It's about the size of like a bowling ball, looks like. Yeah. And you've just got the two sticks with the little hole in the ball. And so it's really, really hard to keep it level.
Because the sticks don't go fully in the holes. They're just like almost divots, really.
Yeah. So it seems very difficult.
Yeah.
Kenzie keeps struggling and keeps dropping it. Hunter across quickly, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And so now they're digging up the rungs, and they won that section to move on.
Mm-hmm.
So that part went quickly. And then Q made up time. And so his team is in second place.
There we go. Yeah.
So, they didn't end up being in third.
Jeff was wrong.
Yeah. Because even though I think he was on Kenzie's team, right? Even though Kenzie was so far behind.
Yeah.
Because Q picked it up so quickly, he did well.
It was Liz. You were talking about Liz. But yeah.
Huh?
Liz is who you're talking about. Liz was really far behind, and then Kenzie's not on Q's team.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, you're right. You're right. Yeah. Liz is the one that kept struggling.
Yeah, yeah.
Kenzie's they on, do look on a lot alike.
They got that kind
team.
Of the red hair. Yeah. Moira, no. too, is the one that was really throwing us off.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You're correct. It was Liz. Liz and Kenzie both had such a hard time. But yeah, Kenzie kept dropping it over and over. Anyway, they're still struggling with that part. And the second one's moved on. So now they're out. Mm-hmm. We've got Ben struggling too, but they end up being out. So then we go to the second round. And Hunter, again, moving quickly, finishes, goes back to help Charlie. Hunter lands the first ball. Then Charlie lands a second. Maria the third. The other team had only had one ball on the ring.
Mm-hmm.
So unfortunately, that was it. We're down to just one team with Hunter, Charlie, and Maria doing the endurance piece on the third round.
Yeah.
And that's when Jeff tells them the shoulders and your butt have to stay against the pole. No squatting, no relief at all.
Yeah. I wish they didn't have to do that part. I wish it was just a straight up endurance. Like if you need to wiggle around.
Yeah.
It's interesting to see how people would manipulate things to try to stay up there longer, but they must have tested it.
Yeah. Because you know, in past seasons they have squatted down.
Yeah.
And so I wonder if it makes it go too long or I don't know.
Yeah.
Cause that's definitely something new.
Yeah. I don't even know if I should mention this, but you know how they show somebody showing how it works basically beforehand. Yeah. This time they had somebody that was, you know, my shaped up there. And I was like, yeah, right. That's cool to see somebody out there. You know, it was like, oh, okay. There's somebody who's a little heavier that good to see them out there a little bit. I don't know.
It was funny that dad caught that they showed their face a couple of times. Because normally you don't see the face of the dream team that's testing it, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, so as we get going, Maria's out first pretty quickly. And then we've got Hunter struggling. And Charlie also, but mainly Hunter. We're only 10 minutes in, and Hunter ends up dropping.
He tried, though. He was hurting.
And Charlie went, yes. I mean, he was shaking like crazy and trying to move his feet around. But, yeah, it didn't last long, about 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And Charlie won.
It was overall, I like these challenges where they knock them down as they go.
Yeah,
and then, because then really you have the whole thing sitting there rooting on the last three. Yeah. It kind of feels cool that way.
I like that. You've got your two physical challenges, and then you go to the endurance part.
Yeah.
And yeah, I really like it when they do it that way.
Yeah. So they get back to camp and Q is confident. He's definitely the one going home. He approaches Kenzie and she completely shuts him down. Nobody's working with Q anymore.
Yeah.
We're done with you. Nope. Hunter, yes, but Hunter also thinks he's on the outs. But like, it's amazing to see how fast Kenzie and Tiffany are done with his BS. Because he's full of it.
Yeah.
Kenzie wants to target Tiff because it's a good time. And, you know, like everybody's distracted right now. We've saw that with Adam Maria as well. Everybody's distracted. And they want to get her out because her idol's out there. Everybody knows about the idol now. The others seem to be open to that idea and kind of on board.
Mm-hmm. Especially Hunter.
Yeah. Hunter is going to pretend to scramble to try to keep Tiffany calm. So that's how he's going to contribute to this. Now, Maria likes getting Tiff out, but not happy if somebody else has made that move. So with Kenzie saying, hey, let's get Tiff out, all of a sudden it's not Maria's move. It's like, well, that doesn't help my resume out anymore. Yeah. So it actually would behoove Maria to hold off on doing that until next week when she can make the claim.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I like how it really shows. I think we have probably three players, maybe four, I think, that are worthy of the finals now.
Because it's nice that they're looking at that.
Yeah.
That's key. You know, you're definitely building your resume at this point.
It's absolutely Maria, so Kenzie, and Tiffany are the three, I think, that are cream of the crop.
I think Charlie's pretty good, too.
Charlie's my fourth. That's where I'm saying three questionable. It might be Charlie. But I think Charlie's being helped a lot by Maria.
True.
So
I agree.
Yeah. Tiffany tells Charlie that she will be playing her idol because it's too much of a target. And so Charlie's like, oh, no, this is not good. And he starts to, you know, raise alarms.
Yeah.
Now that the Tiffany plan is done, they shift back over to Hunter.
Right.
And it's clear that Hunter is just too far dominant. I think at this point, it would be foolish to not vote out Hunter, really. You have that one chance. You never know if you're going to have that chance again.
Yeah, it's true.
Hunter knows that the others can be lying to him. He's a little naive in the fact that he kind of trusting people right now.
Right.
So he knows people can be lying to him, but he's not sure about it. So he says he's going to play his idol either way. And I think honestly, that was his plan going into this. But while he's there and he's seeing Q just flame himself to death again.
Yeah.
He's like, well, you know, Q's doing really bad. I think we're okay still. And it's like, no, don't trust anybody.
Yeah.
Looks over to Liggs, looks over to Kenzie a lot and those two are going to lie to you. What are you talking about? You know? Hunter goes to Q, Liz, and Venus and tells them he's playing his idol And he's kind of trying to form this new future for himself. Like, Q's crazy, but Q works with him. Liz and Venus have both been on the outs, so they could probably be pulled in. Problem is, I think you're talking to the three most ego-prone players of the game.
Yeah, for sure.
Venus and Q both think they're making all the moves, and just people don't know it yet. Or they do know it, and they're jealous of them, is what they actually think. And then Liz is struggling to get her ego back up, but they're both very ego players. Yeah. So they're not going to, like, go with your plan if you walk up to them.
Right. Do you think it was a good idea that he told people about his idol till now? He didn't tell anybody?
No, I think he should have just played it and surprised everybody.
I really wish he had.
Because there would have been a lot less efforts to tell him, no, we're going Q, if they didn't know he had an idol.
Right.
They would have probably, like, not even looked at him because they knew they were going to vote him out.
Yeah.
But yeah, Liz says she's still voting for Q, even though Hunter like wants to go for Ben and stuff like that, but that's still a plan. Now everyone is, learning about, Hunter's idol. It's getting around everyone. It's just full chaos at this point.
Yeah.
And so we're heading into tribal, not really knowing what the target's going to be, but knowing that the idols are definitely, what's shifting everybody's votes.
Yeah. So, yeah. So we're kind of wondering, is it going to be Q, Hunter, or Tiff? You know, those are the ones that looks like it's
going to be targeted. And two of those players are simply being voted. Well, I mean, Hunter, because he's very good, but I mean, really, the fact that they have idols is one of the biggest reasons they have targets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So as we start, Jeff comes out, brings out, you know, a bowl of popcorn and a cushion to sit on. Yeah. And he just says he's here to enjoy the show.
Yeah.
After
yeah.
the last tribal, you know, this is something he was really looking forward to. And so it's funny because he starts sharing his popcorn with everybody. And, you know, they're talking about how spicy Jeff is back, you know. Yeah. Liz mentions that she hasn't eaten for 72 hours. Poor thing.
I know.
That's just so crazy. I'm going to bring up now something I saw on Vire where they talked about this whole popcorn idea.
Okay.
Jeff had it like 45 minutes before they went to tribal.
Oh, really?
And at first he was like, well, should we, you know, we have one of the big popcorn machines. Should we do that? And just give everybody a bag of popcorn or whatever. And then they thought, no, that's kind of chaotic. Yeah.
Yeah.
And plus they've wanted them to earn their food. So they decided just to do with a small bowl. But one of the guys there too made that cushion within the 45 minutes.
Oh, wow.
So that was kind of cool.
That's incredible.
Anyway, so I thought that was just kind of cute on his podcast. He was talking about it. All right. So as we get going. Jeff just says, what happened when you got back to camp after tribal? It was so crazy.
Yeah.
Of course, you know, everybody's scrambling. Charlie just said there was a lot of talking, emotions, questions, and why. You know, why would Q act that way?
It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, it was crazy. And then Tiffany just saying that Q tried to sink my game. It got heated between us. We haven't talked since then. And he's just saying she sunk her own game. When we started talking, throwing her name out, she got caught.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Absolutely.
He feels that he's justified and not worried about that. She got caught in her own game. Tiff's just saying he's jealous because I have something going on. And, right now I'm going to be quiet about it, she says. But then he talks about it anyway.
Well, I think that's absolutely true, though. I think a lot of the problem with Q right now is that he is jealous, that he doesn't fully control. Because back when they were on their island together, those three, he was very much controlling them.
Yeah.
Those two would kind of talk about how, like, we're going to get this kid out at some point. You know,
But they let him take the lead because
it was beneficial to have the meat shield.
Right.
Well, now that we're beyond that phase, he's losing it because he doesn't have that control anymore.
Yeah. He's definitely losing it. And, you know, she's mad because he told everybody about the idol.
Yeah.
That totally changed her game.
It did.
You know? And so she mentions that he's mad also because she didn't want to vote out Venus.
Mm-hmm.
That he's really been targeting Venus.
Make sure to throw Venus's name.
Definitely. And Ben's just saying he acts like he's running the show. You know, he's being crazy. And Hunter's just saying, you know, that craziness might just be a facade.
Yeah.
You might think he's being crazy and he's actually playing the game, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Maria saying she doesn't think it's a facade, that she thinks that he's just kind of an open book, you know what I mean?
Right.
He'll just say his feelings. At that point, we got some conversation starting in the background. We got Venus trying to reassure Hunter that the vote's going to be Q. And then Tiffany and Kinsey are also trying to reassure him.
It's important to note how chaotic it is, how much paranoid Hunter looks at this point.
Yes. And that's why I'm just like, how could he not play his idol?
I know.
He was having such a hard time.
I'm sure he went to bed thinking that all night long. Why didn't I play that damn idol? Yeah.
He even got all the way to the other end and he's checking with Charlie and Liz. You know, it just, it was crazy. Anyway, so Tiffany's just saying you have to decide if being annoyed or fed up is going to affect your game. And if so, what are you going to do about it? You know, do you want to change all this chaos or just keep going with it? And then Kinsey just saying they're very annoyed and frustrated and that the Yanu 3 are no longer an alliance.
Yeah.
You know, and Q and Tiffany definitely agreeing with that.
Mm-hmm.
But Hunter just says, you know, he's still talking in the background about how terrified he is. And that it just ends with Hunter where he says, you know, last time there was a lot of whispering, but someone other than Q went home. I'm terrified. I'm trying to really read into what these people are saying.
Yeah. And I think there's a part too where Hunter, again, he's a little too trusting. And I think he's not realizing it that at this point in the game that absolutely nobody cares about Q anymore. Like they're going to badmouth him.
Right.
But that's exactly why he's the person you bring to the end. Because, he's going to get at the end of the jury and he's going to be blustering and talking about how good he is. And that's just going to bury him more and more.
Yeah. He's lost all credibility to where he's perfect to bring to the end. Yeah, absolutely.
Nobody will like him. So he could say he did all these moves. It doesn't matter. And heaven forbid if he brings one of the two other purple players, because they'll just say they're his moves too.
Yeah.
Their moves too.
Yeah, for sure. So at this time, it's time to vote. Again, like we said, no idol was played by Hunter or Tiff.
Yeah.
And so as we get voting, we have Q gets 4, Hunter gets 4, and Ben gets 1. So we have a tie.
Who is the Ben vote?
The Ben is Q.
Man.
So, Q planning on this being a tie and making it be a revote?
Why would he? No, I don't think so. Because they told him Ben. They already told him Ben. He had been told Ben.
Okay.
So, but I don't think so.
I don't think Q's got it in him, really.
If we're being honest.
But I just wondered about that, you know.
That one vote, he could have like locked it up. I don't know.
Yeah. He could have went one or the other and I don't know. Well, he could have went under. And been done. But revote, as they revote, Hunter gets 4 and Q gets 1. So Hunter's out.
I think it's going to be funny that when they go back, he's going to be even more so, because there's no way he thought it was going to be a tie. He might say it later on, watch him, but he's probably going to scramble even more. He's like, I was that far out of it that I didn't know it was a split vote, that I didn't know that it was Hunter and me, you know?
Yeah.
Because he's thinking he's being told that but even Hunter was blindsided. So I think he's going to really lose it when he comes back to camp and realize how much even more out of the loop he was.
Yeah.
You know, because this is way out of there.
Oh, yeah, for sure. So, yeah, another one going home with an idol in their pocket. And, you know, they're all giving him praise about how great he is, giving him compliments and what a good game and all this. And he's like, well, that's really hard for me to take when I just got voted out, of course.
Yeah.
But it was nice. A lot of them gave him good compliments as he was leaving.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then next week we're seeing that Liz is kind of all over the place a little bit. And Maria is considering working with Q. Now, if that'll work out, we'll see.
Oh, God, I hope not. I already lost my one person. Yeah. And then Maria wanting to, you know, align with Q kind of scares me.
I think she's wise enough to use Q, not, you know, get stuck.
I hope so. I don't know.
Who's going to? Charlie's far more ride or die. So,
well, just because people are targeting Q.
Yeah.
So if she happens to be with him, they may. I don't know.
That's a very good point. But I think Maria, Charlie, you grab Ben, you can get out Tiffany or Kenzie and help him out a lot.
Yeah.
And it gets out the other two major targets in the game.
Yeah.
Also, like Ben, I don't think Ben is necessarily playing well. But if he gets to the end, he's going to have a lot of like, hey, my social game was really good. He'll do one of those votes. Yeah. You know, we see those pitches all the time now.
That's true. Sometimes that wins.
Sometimes, yeah. But gameplay wise, I don't think he's actually thriving.
No, I don't think so either. I don't think so either.
How did Facebook go?
Okay. Facebook mainly just upset that Hunter went home.
Yep.
More upset that he went home with an idol in his pocket.
Oh, yeah.
You know, come on. You're supposed to be, you know, seasoned fans or whatever, super fans.
Yeah. It's the paranoia of the situation, though. I understand. I mean, we saw it in his face.
We see so many do that, but like he just seemed like he was so afraid and feeling like he was going to go home.
Yeah.
It's just upsetting that he didn't play it.
Absolutely.
When they ask who's going to win, the majority feels like it's going to be Charlie, Kenzie, or Maria.
Yeah, so I'd throw Tiffany in that. I don't understand why Tiffany wouldn't be in that.
I don't know. I didn't see any Tiffany's, actually.
Yeah, I'm Maria, though, I think is a very, very good choice right now.
Yeah.
Charlie, I don't know. I think Charlie, I don't know. I think if Charlie and Maria are up on the same board, then absolutely everything Charlie can say, Maria can say.
And I think Kenzie might have some stuff to write down on that resume, too.
And Kenzie and Tiffany are the same boat, really. I mean, there's a lot of things that Kenzie and Tiffany could both say together.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it'll be tough.
Yeah. On Fire, I already mentioned some of it. They talked about where's the threshold in the challenges. And Jeff's just saying basically like when the Dream Team does it, it's like every 5 second increments, like how much they can actually handle and, you know, how much they can handle in how long of a time.
Yeah.
So that was pretty much it. Let's see. The whole decision with popcorn, we already talked about that. And one of the questions was asked if any of the game gets modified when you have somebody with an allergy like Liz. And they said no. They let them know in the beginning, you know, this is what we have. And if you have an allergy or any other issue,
I think that's fair,
it's your choice. If you go on the show, you have to deal with it.
As part of the Survivor.
Yeah. Another thing, too, is that they get an island guide that shows what's poisonous and what they can't eat, which I thought was kind of interesting, you know?
It is, yeah.
And that Jeff was saying it was very smart to get rid of Hunter because he was an all-around threat.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
But that was about it.
I definitely think everybody, I think the best move was to get rid of Hunter. I just think it was a bad move for Hunter not to play his idol.
I know.
That's the only thing. But me absolutely too. Should have gotten rid of Hunter when I had the chance because... Next week, he could win any immunity from here on out.
If he would have played it, he would have been gone. Yeah. It would have been such a better game.
I know. I am definitely, there has been such a strong feeling of like, I am tired of these people on this season.
Yeah.
I don't think I've seen a season that's really like that, but we went from Banu, Q, Venus. They are frustratingly bad. Like, just don't care for them. So that's one of the hard things about this season.
Yeah. I agree.
All right, guys, let us know what you guys thought about this episode, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Thanks for joining us on the Outlast Podcast. You can find us through Twitter on Outlast Podcast 1. Hope to see you there.